Okay, ladies, I hate to admit it, but I just realized that my husband might be one of the reasons I have good friendships. And I didn't connect the dots before, but recently, in a series of conversations with friends and colleagues, I have noticed just how much the climate of our romantic relationships has an impact on the landscape of our friendships. And it's in a myriad of ways. So we're going to jump right into it. In today's episode of the Friend Board podcast, I want to share with you four reasons why the person you choose to romantically partner with is having a greater influence on your female friendships than you realize.
This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, we got you. I'm Danielle Beyer Jackson, a certified friendship coach, and I am here to help you through it.
So there are a couple reasons why your new partnership might be impacting your friendships. And I want to share four reasons with you. Of course, the full list is always housed in our private group chat. You can join anytime at betterfemalefriendships.com/group chat. But for now, I want to share with you four reasons, four possible reasons, just something for you to reflect on so you have some perspective on why the state of your friendships may have changed when you entered into a partnership. So reason number one. If you are with someone who believes that you two don't need friends because you have each other, then that might be getting in the way of how you engage in your platonic relationships with other women. Now, this is not necessarily done in a malicious or manipulative way. I'm not saying that he's trying to convince you that you guys don't need other people in an attempt to control. That's not what I'm saying. But you genuinely have people who are raised believing, hey, all you need is family. Friends are extra. Put family first. You don't need them. We love each other so much. You don't need another best friend. Okay? But friendship should be at the heart of romantic relationships. Yes. So I understand if your partner genuinely is your best friend. I think that's great. Okay? But the idea that he's all you need, that's simply untrue. There's research that shows that couples who have respective social networks are happier than those who don't. Also, when you have what's known as friendship transitivity, you have an even higher chance at a successful relationship. Now, friendship transitivity is about the degree to which the people in your network know each other. So that means not only do you need friends for your own sake, obviously, to have, you know, various aspects of your identity affirmed, to gain perspective, to just like in every other general way, thrive as an individual. Okay. But it's a bonus if your friends know your partner and they get along and they like each other. I mean, if you think about it, it makes sense because if we have mutual friends, my husband and I, they're probably more likely to help us mediate our conflicts, right? Because they're invested in our success. They want to support our partnership. You know, if I'm going to get perspective from a friend on my relationship, she's going to consider his feelings, his perspective, and she has some kind of knowledge base of this man, as opposed to a friend maybe who doesn't know him. And so, you know, that's going to maybe affect or shape the perspective she gives me when she's trying to kind of help me through it. You know, it might also help to minimize any misunderstandings or suspicion or feelings of separation when you do hang out with your friends, because everybody's cool. Everybody knows everybody's intentions, right? Everybody's invested. So again, if you're with a partner who has been raised to believe that you don't need friends outside of your family, I need you to understand that it's simply not true, but it doesn't detract from what he offers you. It's just that that is not sufficient. Okay? All right. Reason number two that your partnership might be affecting your friendships is that he is actively jealous or controlling about you spending time with friends. So the first reason we offered here is relatively innocuous. This person's not intentionally trying to keep you from friends or not threatened. Okay. They just don't understand the value. But in this particular scenario, we're talking about those who are, you know, actively trying to control you or they feel jealous. Now, let me start here by saying you'll notice, especially if you've been listening, I know you've been listening, you've been here the whole time for 3 years, right? More than 3 years we've had this show. You're never going to catch me talking about narcissism, gaslighting, toxicity. I mean, we do have an upcoming episode a little bit on gaslighting, but those extreme mental health terms, we never look at friendship through that lens, relationships through that lens, not on this platform. There's already enough of that. I don't feel equipped. I'm not a mental health professional to be talking about those extremes. We don't address extremes here. We talk about friendships from a healthy, reasonable, securely attached place. It is not trauma-informed. It's for those who want to have models of healthy friendships and relationships. I know that seems like a random caveat, but I've had a lot of people ask about that lately. And also, as I'm about to talk about potentially jealous or controlling partners, I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm going to stay in my lane here, okay? All I'm saying, I'm not diagnosing. All I'm saying is you might be noticing a direct line between your partner's discomfort with you hanging out with friends, because perhaps he sees it as a threat to his status with you. Why am I not enough? What are they talking about when they go? Maybe if he doesn't like or is suspicious of certain friends that you do have, sometimes for good reason, sometimes. We all have that friend who we're like, oh gosh, this is my girl because we have a history, but other people might not understand it. Okay? So if this person feels threatened by or uncomfortable with you generally spending time with your friends, well, then yeah, that's going to spell, you know, problems, dysfunction, and tension for as long as you are in the partnership. That's all I'm saying on that. Okay. A third reason why your partnership might be impacting your friendships is if your husband or partner, boyfriend, they don't have friends of their own. Now, your brain right now might be conjuring an image of a guy who's like, he's socially awkward and he struggles to relate to his peers. I'm not even talking about that. I mean, you can even picture a charismatic, extroverted man who's very likable, who simply finds himself with a sparse social network. We have an upcoming episode about men's friendships, and it's meaty too. I did 9 in-depth interviews like months ago, but it's just been a bear to produce this show, okay? But it's coming. But we're going to be talking about the crisis of men's friendships and all this research that's coming out that's talking about how their friendships are dwindling. And I believe it's 1 in 5 men right now has 0 friends, 0, okay? And for partnered men, especially, you know, when they're married, they often get consumed by family life and their wives become responsible for their social calendar. This year alone, as evidence of that, I've had 2 separate private coaching sessions where clients mentioned to me that one of their criteria for finding new friends was to find women who had husbands or boyfriends that their partner likes and can hang out with. There's even research that shows that men tend to take a downward spiral after divorce, more so than women do, because they often don't have the buffer or support of social networks in the same way that women do, their wives did. And again, we'll address all of this more when this upcoming men's friendship episode comes out. And again, you can be the first to know by joining our Friend Forward group chat. That's at betterfemalefriendships.com/group chat. So I'm not trying to sell you or anything like that, but I know there are some of you who listen and you love this stuff. You love hearing the research. You love extra episodes. You love bonus material. You love full lists. You love all that stuff. We keep it there for those women who are like listeners to the 10th degree. Okay. So for those of you can join us at the group chat for first notice on when that episode is going to drop. But I want to say that if the person who's in our lives in a romantic capacity does not have their own social support, sometimes we feel the need to solve that problem, which is good, you know, to help support them in developing their own friendships. And we want to show up in that way for them. But for some of us, we feel so guilty about the fact that they don't have friends and we do. And because of that, it has an impact on how we engage with our friendships because of that guilt. Okay. That's all I'm saying about that. All right. And finally, another reason why we have partnerships that impact our friendships is because there is an imbalance of shared labor in the home. We recently had a full episode on this with Laura Danger very recently. And it was so illuminating for me because it's something that you don't typically like draw a direct connection to. They're like seemingly irrelevant. But if in your home, you are responsible for the cooking, the cleaning, the maintenance indoors and outdoors, the children, the food schedule, meal prep, all of that. Okay. Then you might find it complicates your friendships. The time and availability you have to even go see friends, the mindset that you have, the mental and psychological reserves that you have to even show up in your friendships, the emotional drain that you have from showing up in the home, and therefore you feel like you're just overwhelmed by the idea of now carving out time for friends. If most of the management of the household becomes your responsibility, you might feel guilty about hanging out with other friends, or you might feel completely depleted. And you need a partner who recognizes that it is also their equal responsibility to divvy up things in the home, whatever that looks like and makes sense for y'all. Now, there's one additional reason that I've noticed since first posting this particular content and this conversation on social media, because you can also see this in a video on my TikTok and at the Friend Forward account on Instagram. There's an additional reason that I've noticed since then of a way that a partnership could be impacting your friendships. We've reserved it for the group chat. But I just want to say, if you have a partner and you're dissatisfied with your friendships, the takeaway here is not that it might be his fault. The objective of today's show is just to offer perspective. Maybe you realize in this moment that there is a connection between the dynamics in your relationship and the current state of your friendships. Okay, that's all I'm saying. As your new official friendship coach, here's your homework. Listen closely. For my single friends who are actively dating, I'm going to ask that you adapt the list that you have. We all have the list, right? What we're looking for in a partner. I want you to adapt it. I know that you probably have, you know, you want a man who's like handsome and funny and he's like thoughtful and he goes to therapy. Like all of that is very important. But do you have anything about friendship on your list? Are you looking for a man who shows signs that he has a healthy view of friendship itself? That he likes that you spend time with your friends? How does he respond when you're about to go out with your friends, when you're having a conversation with them? That should be on the list. And for our partnered friends right now, if you're with somebody who doesn't see the value that your friendships bring to your life, I want you to practice articulating that explicitly, helping them see what it offers you. And then also how he ultimately benefits from that, okay? Maybe you'll say something like, oh, I've had the perfect week. I got to snuggle with you for movie night. I got to see the girls for pizza. Like, this was the perfect week, okay? Little things that allude to, like, for me, my vision of joy and life satisfaction includes my friends. Okay. So if this is something you have struggled with and you want to talk about it more in depth, you can book a private coaching call anytime at betterfemalefriendships.com. But you know that you can get resources all the time here at the show or at betterfemalefriendships.com, or you can hit us up anytime on Instagram at friendforward. Till then, you know that I will be right here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.